In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 28th day of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. The thing about this storm and its still unfolding aftermath is that other than that there's going to be a whole lot more rain in and around Houston, there is much we just don't know yet. In the key energy industry in southeast Texas, some of this country's biggest refineries have been taken offline. The Port of Houston and key shipping lanes are out of business. And the truth is, there is no telling how long it's going to be until we can get those facilities back up and running. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Some 15% of the country's refining capacity shut down for the storm. Today, wholesale prices for gasoline rose 7 cents a gallon. Not a huge spike. The country does have more than 20 days of spare inventory. But really, nobody knows when the refineries can restart. They could have flood damage, says energy consultant John Hours at Turner Mason.
Electrical systems, pumps, things like those, if those remain underwater, have seen water contamination for any length of time, we could potentially see extended outages like we saw during Katrina.
Extended as in a year, and that could crimp supplies to key places that rely on the Texas coast, like the upper Midwest and the Northeast. For now, there are no reports of big refinery damage in the country's key place for turning petroleum into fuels and petrochemicals and pharmaceuticals and plastics. Tom Seng teaches energy business at the University of Tulsa.
Those are all leaving by tanker. The Port of Houston and the Houston Ship Channel at the present time are still closed. So all these massive movements of billions of gallons of product, essentially, are kind of at a standstill.
And now, Louisiana's many refineries are watching Harvey, says analyst Jenna Delaney at S&P Global Platts.
With the hurricane looking like it's heading back out into the Gulf of Mexico and could start moving up the coast towards Beaumont and even Louisiana, we could see some of that production go offline in the days to come.
Offline for how long? We may not know till the waters recede and the real damage is assessed. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.